Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Happy Together Tour. By Archie Andrew, Reggie Nettle, Chuckette Jones, Veronica Lodge, and Ben Cooper, a group of adolescent characters of the Archie universe. In the context of the animated TV series, the band's music was known for featuring the voice of Ron Dante on lead vocals and released as a series of million-selling singles and albums. The Happy Together Tour is proud to introduce the voice of the Archies, Ron Dante.
He said he wanted a group that wouldn't talk back. So he got it. I didn't talk back. Anyway, we had great songs to do every Saturday morning. We're going to do a couple of Archie songs for you. This is our first gold record. It's written by a guy named Andy Kim, a big hit called Rock Me Gently. But before that, he wrote this. It's called Jingle Jangle. Sing, sing, sing me. Sing, sing me, baby. I couldn't love you stronger if I tried. you want to be an Archie doing a single? And before he finished the sentence, I said, yes, because I knew it would be great songs, great things to come out of the Archies. Our first number one was a record written by a guy named Jeff Barrett. Now, Jeff, before he wrote this song, wrote Be My Baby, Hanky Panky, The Do Run Run, Then He Kissed Me, and I Honestly Love You by Olivia Newton-John. This fella could write hits. So he said to him, give us a song with bang in it, right? So Jeff wrote this song. It was our first top 10. It's called Bang Shang Lang. Here it comes, just running down the street, trying to escape the city heat. I saw the moon corner of the eye. Yeah, she looks so good, I thought I'd die. My heart went bang, shang, bang.
Come on. Thank you.
next act had an amazing journey. Selling double for is underway number one. His legacy behind the Partridge Family. Even today, if you're stopped by the baby boom generation, it all has its dreams and eccentricity. Every day, one of the most musically gifted American families to hit the chart of pop charts during the remarkable rise to fame and stardom of the late 60s. Coming all the way from Newport, Rhode Island to the Happy Together Tour, Do Not Cut presents The Cosmos.
It's great to be here at the Saturday Theater. We got no monitors up here, man. Now there we go. We're so happy to be here. Everybody asks us if we're having a good time on the Happy Together Tour. Well, we're having the time of our lives. Good time. Well, it was 1967. It was the summer of love, and this is for all the flower girls out there. Just kidding you. We'll see you after. Go sit down. Don't get mad at me. Yeah, I'm working. All right, so we can watch.
Okay.
Every is mine, and the sweet spinning mind, and the blue sky.
Six boys before her. I had five brothers between her and her. And I'm telling you, when she was born, I didn't even know. I heard about it first.
I'll tell you what, I knew her. I was the middle child.
He was.
I got her and Mary and John, the little boys, up for got up from their bed, got them fed and breakfast. I even changed her diapers. Changed Susan's diapers.
Paul, you gotta stop that. I decided I don't really give a hoot. You know why? Because I'm gonna be changing yours soon, pal.
So here's our biggest hit. We're going to have 20 more. We have none more. It's called Hair.
During their lifespan, our next act earned the reputation as one of the best blue-eyed soul groups of the era. Today, they're remembered not only for their smash hits, The Letter and Cry Like a Baby, but they become known as a group who went on to become a groundbreaking power pop unit in the 1960s. Revered by singers and musicians alike, the Happy Together Tour is proud to present one of the mercurial bands, or for that matter, underground rock and roll bands in history. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Box Tops.
Yeah.
2017, we are glad to see you. Before I introduce the original founding members of the Box Tops, I want to shout out to a great keyboard player from right here in Phoenix, Mr. Mike Liddy, out in the audience somewhere. Hello, Mike. On the keyboard, as well as on the bass and the vocals for Memphis, Mr. Bill Cunningham. On the guitar, you heard the phenomenal electric sitar on Cry Like a Baby, and vocals also for Memphis, Gary Talley.
Studios. It's Booker T and the MGs. So we'd like to pay tribute to them. Doug Dunn and Steve Cropper came from the same neighborhood that Gary and I came from and went to the same high school as we did, too. So it's a small neighborhood that produced a lot of great musicians, but this is a tribute to them. I won't tell you what it is. Hopefully you'll recognize it. Otherwise, we're just, all of us up here are miserable failures. Please try it.
Thank you.
recording, and they later tagged us as a blue-eyed soul group, sort of a combination of pop and blue-eyed soul. So that was all well and fine, but then there was something happening in San Francisco. It was all the psychedelic stuff. And so we thought, well, you know, we should try to do something to compete with that, that market. So this next tune is our one attempt at doing, I guess, what I would call a flower power tune. And this is Coming with a Warning. And the warning is that the kaleidoscopic imagery of this next tune has been known to induce flashbacks in certain susceptible areas. And I can't see if you're going to be quite like, you sound like about half of you're susceptible, so I don't know. You may not make it through this tune. But if you have to turn and see your neighbors freaking out or tripping or something like that, calm them down, because there ain't no free clinics anymore. This is me on Rainbow.
City lights, the pretty lights, they can warm the coldest nights. All the people going places, smiling with electric faces. What they find, the glowing races, and what they lose, the glowing places. The fight is wrong.
Thank you. Continues to be one of the longest best-selling albums in pop music history. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, The Association.
Jeopardy's over, I can put my jammies on. great to be here in Phoenix, gateway to Guadalupe. Oh, come on now, it's just a joke. We're gonna do a love song for you. Wanna see us sit a little closer together? Holding hands. Oh, I didn't know you cared. Anyway, these two guys are gonna sing the lead. I gotta introduce you to the new guy. He's only been with us since 1972. Still has to carry the water bucket occasionally. He's a great bass player, great singer, a wicked pool player. When he was a teenager, he took Minnesota Fats for 5 big ones. We call him the Hawaii and I from Honolulu, Hawaii, Gil Ramos.
You must have children anyone from Hawaii. How about everybody give me a big aloha? Thank you. I get to do some dedications, and the first one is a very important one. It comes with a really big thank you. It goes out to our troops, our veterans, and our first responders. Thanks. You know, we love to play this. I love playing in this theater. This stage going around here goes about the same speed as my treadmill at home. Anyway, my last dedication goes to my 97-year-old mother. And her name is Mom. Thank you. Thank you so much. At the turn of the century, that song was designated by BMI as the second most played song of the past 100 years. Thank you for your meager applause. He was our vocal arranger. He was our poet laureate. Our science monitor.
Science!
Wrote five of the songs on our first album. Wrote a killer song called Pandora's Golden Heebie-Jeebie. Ladies and gentlemen, a fine American and a great cigar from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Mr. Jules Alexander.
Some songs really need an introduction. Some songs do not need an introduction. And this next one's one of those, one of the latter. And having said that, I'll go ahead and introduce it. you all know it, and please feel free to sing along if you know the parts. If you don't. I'll sing it anyways, Cherish. Thank you. Yeah, this is really a lot of fun. You know, I get to introduce my pal here. He's known me for 52 years. I've known him for 46.
Silence!
His brother Jerry is in the 11 Spoonful. And I'm sure you all remember that old John Wayne movie, Fort Apache. And you look at that, you'll see a soldier dancing around with a squeeze box in his hand. You think, that's his dad. He played piano for a lot of those 40s and 50s movies. He's really good. This is my man, Jim Yester from Birmingham, Alabama.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's ever gone far, far away.
Our next artist was a founding member of a band that started in 1968. His voice will be one of the most popular voices in music history. For 5 years, no group had more top 10 hits or sold more concert tickets. And during this period, Three Dog Night was undoubtedly the most popular band in America, with 21 consecutive top 40 hits and 12 straight gold LPs. By late 1975, they had sold nearly 15 million records. And now the show goes on. The band's records continue to sell in great numbers, and he receives regular airplay on radio stations around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great joy that we introduce Chuck Negron.
Thank you. Thank you. bunch of faces.
Who are you? What's your name?
This next song will catch my breath. I'm going to share something with you. Some might know, some others won't know, don't know me. I've had a lot of things happen in my life, and for a great period of time, I treated myself very poorly, and, you know, you reap what you sow. So I'm dealing, you know, with some issues that, you know, I've overcome it because I'm here, but I've had a very hard time breathing. And the situation I have right now, this right here, I have oxygen coming in through here, up through my glasses, and through my nose, so I can get on with my life. It really works, and I'm able to be here, do what I love, because I think I wouldn't have been whole without it. So we can go back to 1969, our first number one, our first million seller. Here we go.
Oh, is the
I got all night, you know. At any rate, I'm going to do a song. Let me catch my eye. Oh, there. Hi, Amy. It's my lady.
Amy, your applause!
Thank you.
We have done some stupid shit here in Phoenix. But this is the stupidest shit we have ever done.
And I gotta tell you, no, get away from me. I gotta tell you right now as a disclaimer, this was not my idea. We are laughing stocks. We are laughing. No, they're not laughing with us. They are laughing at us. Do you understand the difference? They pity you, man. This is an audience that hates us. They resent us.
Let's start this show! Hey-oh! gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever else the cat dragged in here tonight. Folks, welcome to our portion of this year's Happy Together Tour. Thank you for coming out. That's right, you heard right. We're the Turtles. T-U-R-T-L-E-S.
Yes. We just missed being the Beatles by three letters. $700 billion.
Yeah.
I promise you one thing tonight, and you can take this to the bank. The Beatles are not coming here to play. And here we are.
This is the Take What You Can Get tour, ladies and gentlemen. And you're damn lucky we showed up. No, I kid.
This is a great band. You've got to watch on stage tonight, right? This is a great musician. I think it's important to know they will be out of work after tonight. And so I'm going to tell you their names, and you can go online and look up their histories and everything else they've done. Back here on the bass guitar from Long Island, New York, his name is Barry Waller. Barry Waller.
Barry Waller on the bass guitar! He has four strings! He used to play with Richie Blackmore's Rainbow!
Drums tonight, a fine drummer, and we are so fortunate to have on the tour this year a singing drummer. You think that's easy? Really, it's not. And we are lucky that our leader brought him along, and I want you to make him feel at home in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, or any other place that you call home. Right over here, Chris Camilleri on the drums. He's been with us since the beginning of this tour. We started this tour about a decade ago. We put out our first one. 84, we actually had the first Happy Together tours in 84 and 85. And then we decided to put it together. This show you've seen will now play 48 cities across the United States.
They didn't ask for it.
Travel by bus. I know a lot of you wonder why. Because we're cheap. And so that's the cheapest way to get 21 people around the United States. We go to Vegas tomorrow, and then we head for the Midwest, where we will do an additional 24 shows. It's a great group to be on the road with, and we all have so much history.
Yes, that's right. We're old.
You sit down with any of these people, the Box Tops, the Association, you discover we did shows with them as far back as the mid-60s, and it's just great.
They're old!
It's great. Did I say his name? Manny Focarazzo. Manny Focarazzo. We have a consummate leader. He leads us on the bus. He leads us off the bus. He tells us if it's okay to go to the restroom or not. We have to get permission from him. He's been the man who's put this music all together tonight so it sounds like the records that you have at home. And I hope he's done a good job. If you think he's done a good job, then give him a nice round of applause. Okay, Godfrey Johnson. Godfrey Johnson.
Godfrey Johnson, the Happy Together Tour Band, ladies and gentlemen. Chris.
Best man.
Oh,
Thank you.
45, 46, 47, 48. He made it! Congratulations, Phoenix! Oh, Phoenix Arizona! Yes! Yes! Did you guys have a good time tonight? So why don't we try it one more time just for chuckles? Because he really deserves it.
No, would you wait? I'll tell you when. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Did you guys have a good time tonight?
I think
we ought to start the whole damn show.